Okay, well, Charlie, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Wright.
Hello.
I got a question. The wife's supposed to be going in for surgery on her hip. And could you tell me some of the, I heard you mention it before, some like vitamin C, or what would be good prior to surgery that her to load up on in vitamins and nutrients?
Okay, well, I'll tell you three of them, and the rest of them you can get off a list, which you can get for free. Actually, let's start with a list for free because that's the simplest. For that, you either call or to the Toma dispensary or walk in and you say, "Hey, where's that pre and post surgery protocol?" And they'll just hand you a piece of paper with, "This is what you do before surgery," and there's several things on there, and here's what you do after, and all of them are safe and natural and won't hurt anything. And people who do those, they get that whole protocol, it's six, seven things, and use them a week or two before surgery and use them after surgery. They report to their Tahoma physicians that, "Hey, the surgeon said that I really healed a lot faster than everybody else, and I healed better too." Now let's get specific here to three items which are known to be absolutely necessary for DNA replication. And if we're going to repair ourselves, the key things we have to do is make new cells, and they need new DNA. And what are those three things? Oddly enough, one of them is zinc, sir. And zinc, the Cleveland Clinic proved, helped wound healing go faster and better a long time ago. That's part of how I got into this kind of medicine, is reading that Cleveland Clinic stuff. So zinc, that the local natural food stores almost always have a 30 milligram capsule with a couple milligrams of copper in it, because if we take zinc for a while without copper, it pushes too much copper out. There's zinc, and then there's folate, and all the health food stores and Toma dispensary have methyl folate, which is the most active form, and that one is usually 1,000 milligrams. And then there's good old vitamin B12. But if we happen to be an older person, the zinc will absorb, the folate will absorb, the B12 will not necessarily absorb, sir. Sometimes it has to be injected because I keep mentioning, because the research report for the Mayo Clinic that I keep mentioning in 1932 that said by the time we all get to be 60, half of us don't have enough stomach acid. What that has to do with anything is that the same cells that make stomach acid make the factor that grabs B12 and pulls it into the body. So the B12 might need to be by injection. I can't say that for sure. The zinc and the methyl folate do not. And those three things help the cells to replicate, which is what we need if we're going to have surgery. And there you go, sir.
Okay, well, I'll end up calling the Tahoma Clinic. Quick question, tramadol. Do you know anything about that medication? Is it an opioid, a tramadol?
I don't think so, sir, but I'd have to look it up. I don't use very many patent medications. What's it being given to you, someone for, you or anybody else?
Right, it's been given for pain for my wife. Her hip is completely gone, and so. She's got a lot of pain, and anyway, it's in doses of 50 milligrams 3 times a day.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not an opioid, sir, but I'd have to look it up. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'll give the Tahoma Clinic a call, and I thank you very much for all your help.
You're welcome, sir. And they will send that list out for free. No problem there.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.